This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Oh, it's so beautiful to be with you.
Likewise. Thank you.
It's Friday, darling.
It's Friday. Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning.
It's going to be a good day. It's the weekend.
Yes.
Very excited. Coming up, I've got some makeup for you.
Do you?
Yeah, but
I've already got my makeup,
darling.
No,
this is for somewhere else.
Right.
I'm a little bit embarrassed to tell you about it.
Oh,
but
no, don't be embarrassed. We're vulnerable and close.
Do you pick up rubbish when you see it in
I
the
do.
Street?
If I see rubbish in front of me, I will pick it up. I get really annoyed that people litter.
Yeah, so do I. I do it if I'm bushwalking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get really annoyed when I see it in the bush.
Do you pick up poop and stuff? I can't imagine.
No, I don't pick up that.
I was going to say. Just taking it too far, darling.
Just rubbish. Well, in the US, and we do not condone illegal drug use
of course
here
not.
At all.
No.
But in the US, there's a shop that offers residents a free bag of marijuana in exchange for a little bit of community service.
Wow.
And that is, you bring them back a full trash bag and they give them the gift of cannabis.
I think that's sensational. I wish that was legal here.
It's been inspired by a tactic used in Colorado, where the owner and his family are attempting to help clean up the town while simultaneously putting the good face on the newly formed cannabis industry over there.
I think it's great because, I mean, look, I've got this thing around, you know, cannabis. I think that it can be very, very beneficial for medicinal purposes. And why the hell not? Alcohol is legal. You can go anywhere and purchase alcohol here, right?
It's a whole argument.
And it's, you know, it is a whole argument. I won't go there, I know. But, yeah, why not? I think it's a great incentive.
I remember just going back to the rubbish, though, as a kid at school, when a teacher would, you know how you had that yard duty and you'd be walking around and they'd be saying, pick up rubbish. I used to get really annoyed.
So did I.
I didn't drop it.
Yeah.
So why should I have to pick it up?
It's because we were being asked to.
And now the opposite's happened and we just go and pick it up. Oh, I don't know. There's a new bit of makeup out. I'm not sure how to approach this with you.
Oh, come on, let's do this.
But recently there's been talk about people putting glitter down there.
Oh, yes.
You know, but what was that about?
You mean the vagina?
Yes, the vagina.
Yeah. It's not a dirty word. We all have one. Well, except you. I don't know. But I've got one, yes.
But it's Brekkie Radio.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a new thing out that is a product designed to add some, and I quote, extra prettiness to the V.
Oh, how fantastic.
And that's how they market it.
Being vajazzled, I'd say.
They refer to it as V throughout the whole website.
Right.
And the, quote, special highlighting cream claims to add a luminous iridescent colour to the pubic area.
Oh, how fantastic.
And also notes that the highlighter has skincare benefits and promises to renew and improve the skin and make it appear, quote, more youthful and fresh.
Well, look, mine needs to be freshened up and look a bit more youthful, so it's a win-win, darling.
But my question is, what's wrong with natural?
I thought you were going to ask me what colour would I like. look, I'd go with pink, and the answer to your second question is, what's natural?
Not black or something.
A big bush is natural, darling.
But you know what I mean? Like, if there was something for me, I'd think it was ridiculous to put it on, what, a pair of eyes and a nose or something. Something like that.
I'm going to go buy this little highlighter and put it on for you, darling. You can tell me.
Put it on your lips.
The before and after.
Anastasia, do you take probiotics?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
No.
Because you're vegan, so you don't eat yogurt either, do you?
I don't know. I don't have yogurt, but I have kimchi, darling.
Oh, okay. So you get
cabbage.
So you get fermented foods. You get your bacteria.
Yeah.
So what would you say if I said we could potentially test your poo for bacteria?
My poo?
And it would, well, maybe not yours, but a baby's, and it would determine if you're going to be smart.
Look, that would be sensational.
Because scientists may be able to use the bacteria living in your baby's poo to predict how they will perform on tests by age 2.
Oh, my God.
A new study suggests. They took fecal samples from nearly 100 one-year-olds and found that those with higher levels of one particular bacteria had higher cognitive scores 1 year later.
This is insane.
Isn't that insane?
Science is insane.
Isn't it? What concerns me, though, is people will find out what is the bacteria and then just start stuffing it into their,
meals.
In their meals.
Maybe putting this in the porridge, darling.
Maybe
it's going to make you smart.
Maybe we should have some, Anastasia. That's what we need
this
morning.
You can try some later on if you like.
Well,
I'll have another coffee.
Have another coffee first. Anastasia.
Yes.
I mean, we all do it.
Yeah.
You, if something's, if you feel like something's not right or what yes. have you, do you research it yourself?
I'm obsessed with Google.
You're obsessed
with it? So I'll
Google
everything.
But do you then go and look at what's presented and say, oh, look, is it just someone's, is it a proper
yeah,
news
there's
site
a lot of junk that you've got to
or...
filter through. You've really got to filter through a lot of stuff. But yeah, I always Google, darling.
One of the websites, Yahoo, has published a list of their weirdest questions that have been asked on the internet.
Oh, hilarious.
And I like this one, actually. It says, I made Jesus-shaped pancakes and I burnt them. Am I going to hell?
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
And another one says, how do I turn off caps lock?
How do you what?
How do I turn off caps lock?
Oh, my God. I've done that one, and I've done it with the number one too. Are you trying to get the numbers on the keyboard?
Oh, and you're trying to put in your password, and it's
hysterical.
Not
hysterical.
It's not working. Oh, there's another one. Is it okay to boil headphones?
Let's try
it now. Tess, have you ever done any weird searches on the internet?
I don't think they're weird, but what I do is when I'm not sure about what I'm searching, I put this ridiculous long sentence in there as if I'm having a conversation with Google. And it gets so confused that it's a typical conversation
for
me.
What you'd do to Siri, poor Siri. keep away from her.
Siri will fall over.
It's hilarious.
You know, they normally answer you if it's a concise question, but if it's not, they just give you all this written information that you'd have to pour through, which is really boring.
That's really funny.
Yahoo's published a list of their most ridiculous questions that have been asked, and one of them is, how do I turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Scanning a mirror doesn't work.
That's hysterical.
Thanks, Steph.
Hey, did you ever come out, like you're a gay man, you identify as a gay man, right?
I do.
Did you come out to your sibling? Like who was the first person that you came out to?
No, well, he told me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I remember I was at high school and he just said to me, he goes, look, I know. And
hey, mate, you're gay.
Yeah, and I didn't have the nervousness of coming out and telling him, but he was really good about it.
Oh, how lovely.
He was so good about it. He was so comfortable. He had his girlfriend with him, and he was really proud to show me off.
I wonder what
as the gay little brother.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't even know if I knew at the time.
Yeah, you probably didn't.
But he seemed to know somehow. How about you?
I came out to my sister because I discovered that I was gay because I was dating her best friend, and I went and visited her at work, and she was working at a news agency, and we were teenagers, and I just could not stop crying. I said, I've got something to tell you.
So you were dating your sister's
best friend. Yeah, that's how I discovered I was gay. And she couldn't stop crying. We were both crying.
Was she upset with the friends not telling her?
Yeah, she was upset that we were having this affair behind her back. But she was also more upset that she was so worried about my life. She said,
I'm so worried
for you. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how I came out to my sister.
And you've got a really good relationship now with your sister, haven't you?
Yeah, I love my sister. She's hilarious. She's the hotter version of me and she's funnier.
Well, a five-year-old boy has reacted the best way ever to his older brother coming out as gay. Oliver Potter decided to film his coming out to his little brother for a video, and it's going absolutely crazy on the internet. And I quote, it says, if you're a mum and you want to be in love with a dad, you get in love with them. That's what he said. And he then asked, so how would it make you feel if I married a man? And the little brother said, if you marry a man, it's going to be so cool. I saw in one movie a man was in love with another man and everyone was saying, cool, cool, love is love. How good's that?
Do you know what? This is just so beautiful.
What a great little brother.
What a gorgeous little story.
Yeah. Authorities in Florida say they arrested a man who robbed a bank, stripped naked, and ran down the street throwing stolen money, a spectacle that he somehow thought would jumpstart his career as a comedian.
Now, that's a brave young man.
Oh, absolutely.
How fantastic is that?
He threw money at people. So a federal complaint says the man told authorities he parked his car at the bank, made a gun motion with his hand, and demanded money from the teller, who gave him almost $5,000 in a bag. And officials say a red dye pack exploded, staining his clothes, and a cast on his left wrist.
That's fantastic.
He certainly got famous, but not as a comedian.
Maybe we should do that downstairs. I don't mind running naked.
I'll do the red dye.
This year has flown so far. Like, it was Mum's birthday, and it's like we're already in July, right?
It's going so quickly.
It's going very, very quickly, and I think it gets quicker as you get older. But you know what? It's making me think already about my body for summer. because I always go through this whole thing of going, oh, my God, I've decided to be fat throughout winter, and that's fine.
I was having this discussion with my personal trainer yesterday.
Were you?
And he was saying how a lot of people drop off in winter, and he said this is the perfect time to
isn't it funny? Everyone gets on the treadmill in November going, I'm going to lose weight in a month and look amazing.
Gyms must go absolutely crazy as soon as the weather warms up.
It's all psychological. But what are you like? Like, you've got an incredible body. Oh, I mean, like, pictorials for days and those abdomen. I mean, it's crazy, right? Amazing, amazing body. Do you go to the beach? Are you very comfortable, showing off this body?
No, I mean, not at all.
Well, why the hell do you train so hard?
I reckon it was I was quite...
What's wrong with you?
Overweight.
If I had a body like you,
you know
I'd be naked now.
I was overweight as a kid.
Right.
Quite overweight. And
so you're a
little chubby. And I was teased for being chubby as a kid.
Oh.
And isn't that funny? And now, that stayed with me.
So you have that inner wound still?
Yes, I'm quite conscious. I mean, I go, and once I'm there, I'm fine. But I do always have that little bit of apprehension.
So inside you, you're a fatty karate.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter what you look like. Okay.
Doesn't matter. How about you?
I'm a fatty karate. I'll always be a fatty karate.
Fatty karate.
But it's interesting. When I'm in Greece, I'm visiting family, and when I'm in Sydney, I'm in my bikini walking around like I own the place, yeah?
Why is that so different over there in Greece to here?
I'm not sure. I think because there's wounds here in Melbourne, so I kind of, it's really, really bizarre.
Location-based wounds, maybe.
I still will wear my bikini, but it depends who I hang out with at the beach. If they've got better bodies than me, forget it.
Forget it.
And what an absurd comment. No one's got
absolutely.
No one's got a better body than anybody.
Absolutely. It's not just body that makes someone
exactly.
attractive. Anyway, well, on Saturday, more than 400 seniors descended in China's Grand Bikini, which is a swimwear contest for over 55s.
Oh, my God.
And it's really good. And the reason I'm saying it is it was organised by an elderly welfare association, and it aims at promoting positive attitude towards life and ageing. It's in its third year, but there were about... 400 people. There were 100 awards given out. So one in four people got an award.
Oh, how adorable.
For wearing their swimming costume. So, and one lady said, if I can take part in a bikini contest at this age, for me it means I'm mentally happy and healthy. So there's a positive beauty contest.
I think that's really beautiful.
Story.
I'm laughing because I'm imagining my 80-year-old Greek mother in bikinis and, oh my God.
Good on her if she does.
Her
bring her in here. Let's take a photo of her. Love to see Effie. Robbie Molinari from Turn the Beat Around. What do you wear to the beach?
Yeah, Robbie.
I'm a Speedos kind of guy, definitely.
You're a Speedos guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a bit of a nervous giggle.
I'm a bit of a show-off on the beach. I like to wear as little as possible.
Yeah, you are a bit of a show-off. Well, if you go onto the Joy website and check out Robbie Molinari, actually, he doesn't mind a bit of a Speedo.
Oh, that's right. He's in his undies.
It's a great shot. So, yes, we're asking the wrong person.
We all know that if you have a sugary drink,
yes,
it increases the amount of calories you intake.
Oh, yes.
And you think that if you get rid of the sugary drink, you're reducing the number of calories.
Yes.
And that's how you would lose weight by reducing
it. It's a bit like having a Diet Coke with two massive burgers.
Well, it may not be the case because new research in the US is suggesting that washing down a high-protein meal with a sugary drink decreases the metabolic efficiency, which means the amount, the breakdown of food into energy. So it's not reducing the amount of calories. It's increasing the amount of fat.
Oh, my God.
That you store.
That's ridiculous. So do not have orange juice with your burger.
Do not have orange juice.
Or your spaghetti bolognese.
Or any sugary drinks or anything like that.
Just don't eat.
just don't eat at all. But apparently what they found that sugar-sweetened drinks will decrease fat breakdown by approximately 8%.
Wow. But isn't it funny, quickly, Warren, I know because I can bang on, but isn't it funny, and I used to do this all the time, how we wash down Pepsi Max and things like Diet Coke with all this aspartame, whatever it's in it, and we have
sweeters.
Like five family large pizzas and go, I'll just have a Diet Coke.
Thanks.
Oh, no, look, I'm watching me, right? Hey, now listen, Warren, I have to say you're not very nice when you're irritated.
I've noticed
that you've been really irritated by me lately. Now, I did forget to bring my security pass today that lets me into the building because I'm someone very special.
Yeah,
and I forgot it this
you.
Morning because I was in a hurry.
I don't get irritated with you.
Yeah, well, you were this morning when you had to come down down the elevator.
Well, it might be because you were...
You kind of hair flicked at me when you opened the door and I thought, how rude.
Because you were buzzing and buzzing and buzzing.
Well, hello, I've got a radio show. I've got people to make happy.
And who was preparing for it for you?
Oh, get over
yourself. Buzz, buzz, buzz. And I just thought it was the usual person that buzzes
need,
in the morning.
You need a brand new do. You need a hairdo. You need to grow your hair so you can hair flick it attitude.
I'm going to do that next week. Well, I've got a solution for you because you always forget your pass.
I do forget.
So US company is offering to microchip its employees.
I beg your pardon?
Yep, with the swipe of a hand, it will enable them to open doors, log onto their computers and purchase snacks.
Oh, my God, that's
just swipe your hand.
But they'll know, because I love a bit of a snack, right? I'll have my hand in that snack every 5 seconds.
It'll be constantly dispensing. The company said more than 50 employees are voluntarily getting implants at what they're calling a chip party.
Are you for real?
I'm not joking. The chips are the size of a grain of rice and are inserted underneath the skin between the thumb and forefinger using a syringe.
Oh, my God.
Takes a couple of seconds. I reckon that's really scary, actually.
That's incredible. So I'm still at the snack business.
Just waving.
They would know how much I'd be eating a day. That would be actually very embarrassing.
What if you just walk past
They'd know that I'm a food addict.
Spit something out at you. Anastasia, do you think that money makes you happy?
Yeah, of course it makes you happy.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think money, not for the obvious reasons like having a brand new car and having puffed up lips to look better. Talking about if it can buy you time to do the things that you actually love, and if you can spend money on the things that you're not necessarily great at, hire someone to do that and you can kind of be passionate and have more time for yourself.
I agree with you. In fact, new research is now supporting that.
Well, there you
go. Spending money can actually make us happier.
I should be a researcher.
As long as we're spending it on making more free time for ourselves by employing someone like a cleaner.
Yeah.
Or getting your car washed.
You've got a cleaner. Every time I come over your place, it is sparkling, darling.
I do have one
time in the toilet. It's the one.
It's the one.
There's a little gift there for me. I was like, is this guy for real? Hello? I wouldn't invite anyone over if I left something like that in the toilet. But no, it's a sparkling house, darling.
But that's because it's my one self-indulgent thing is I'm
But it's not even indulgent. Cleaning. You're cleaning. And, you know, who doesn't want to walk into a really clean environment? It allows you to be more creative and happier.
But it's not only that. It's more then I don't have to spend my Saturdays cleaning the place.
Exactly. And I've worked for a bunch of businesses where they go, look, oh, yeah, we don't need to hire that extra person. And I can do it myself.
And they never do.
And that whole thing, I can do it myself, is actually you're not really saving money.
No, not at all. So spend your money.
Spend your money wisely.
You free up your time and you'll be happier.
Exactly.
We were both feeling pretty crook yesterday.
Oh, my God. I was so sick when I got on the tram yesterday. I was seasick on the tram yesterday because of your incredible storytelling. You told me about that you had gone out with a friend the night previously out for dinner. You went to a Greek restaurant.
That's right. And the lamb was amazing.
The lamb, you banged
Everything
on about
was
the lamb
amazing.
You said it was incredible, except that you actually ate livers and you didn't enjoy eating those livers. Now, because you described everything to me, I actually felt sick all the way and had to lie down at home because I actually felt like I ate the livers with you and I'm a vegan, right?
They were cooked in this dish and it was absolutely amazing, like in terms of it was cooked with onion and there was other gravy around it and, you know, there were chopped up bits of liver in it. Now, I don't mind it, but I'm not the greatest fan.
I used to love livers, by the way, but
what I hated about it is I was trying to pick up all the onion and stuff and a piece of liver and put it in my mouth, but the onion and the gravy just melted away and left this little piece of rubber that I was trying to swallow and it would go down and then it would come back up and then it would go. I was trying to hide it, but I managed to eat it anyway.
But why did you eat it? I don't understand.
Because I didn't want to offend him. I was too scared to offend him.
You're kidding, right? So if I serve you up some cat food right now when I invite you over for dinner,
I'd eat it.
You're going to eat it just to be polite. Man, we really got to work on this people-pleasing syndrome, darling. You ate some livers that you didn't like.
It did taste nice.
And I paid for it. I suffered because
You suffered the next day.
I was seasick on a tram thinking about it.
Anastasia's reaction was quite funny. So it was horrible. Thanks, Tess. We were talking earlier about food. If you've eaten something just to be polite that you don't like. Have you ever done that?
I have. I wouldn't say polite, though, in fear of my life. When I was a child, I had to eat lamb's brains, crumbs.
I used to love lamb's brains. The texture's amazing, especially wrapped around a bit of prosciutto and some sage and butter. I did used to be a chef, darling. It's gorgeous.
Oh, no. So
you didn't like them?
The texture alone just really made me dry reach and I had to sit there until it was all eaten.
Oh, it's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
Well, Warren did that the other night. He had livers and Almost, he sat there politely.
I swallowed it.
They're very strong.
They all went down. They went up and down a few times, but they did go down eventually. Thanks, Tess.
Listeners, I initially asked Warren and Tess what are two words they would choose to say to their younger selves, and they both cracked it and said, no, we want three. So I'm going to ask the listeners for two words. What would you say to your younger self? But we'll ask Warren and Tess for the three. What would you, Warren, say to your younger self?
Can I just pull you up?
Yes.
But you called us something.
What? That's not for air.
You see, I've got two dumb people in front of me.
twits, Anastasia. You called us.
No, that didn't happen. Let's go there.
Not for our intelligent audience, they can have two. But
exactly.
The dumb twits in
the
front of me
twits can
have three.
Three.
Tess, okay. What would yours be?
First tweet.
Just live, love, laugh.
That's
beautiful. A great one.
That's what you would have said to your younger self.
Yeah.
That's adorable. You knew?
You'll be fine.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
What about you?
You'll be fine. Well, I because I can only do two words, like the listeners, I'd say keep going.
Keep going. That's a good one too.
Got it? Or excuse me.
So if you want that prize 0427.
Excuse me? Like, hello, excuse me?
There was an article
in
The Age this week, and it was titled, Why You Eat Like Your Colleagues. And the writer discussed her fascination with how workplaces or the teams within them develop customs and rituals around food and drink.
Oh.
And there's decades of research suggesting that other people influence our food intake and choices. And if we eat with someone who is eating a large amount, we're likely to eat more too.
Of course we are.
We're also likely to eat more in a large group than when we're alone. And it got me thinking about the workplaces that I've been at.
Because you come from a very corporate environment.
Yeah, and some of the habits, like constant supply of chocolates and sweets. There was one company I worked for, and it was such a habit where everyone would just eat chocolate and sweets.
And you could just hear the cracklings of the wrappers. And, you get really annoyed?
Yeah, and they were provided for free. So, of course, they're just there everywhere. Everyone had them, and I put on quite a bit of weight there. And then the birthday cakes where there's
it's
a large office you're almost eating birthday cakes.
Party a day.
Every day.
Time.
In fact, there were so many people in this office that you had to bring your own on your own birthday,
God.
Just so that no one, you know,
would miss out.
So. But a team of Dutch researchers have found that in 2013 that other people don't even need to be present to influence our eating. This is scary.
Okay.
So, for example, the number of chocolates taken by visitors to a work lunchroom was higher when empty chocolate wrappers were in the bowl.
You're kidding.
So if you go into a workroom or a meeting room and there's those wrappers around, you automatically start eating them.
Of course
you do. I didn't realise that.
Mate, out of mind, out of sight. I'll tell you what, though, when I'm around my family, I've only just reunited with them, the last 5-6 weeks. I've put a little bit of weight on. Like, even on my mum's 80th, we all said, okay, let's take a break. Like, it's almost like we had to undo our pants for the next, for the next course.
Anastasia, smoking.
Yeah, I used to be a massive smoker, darling. I used to eat them. I used to smoke so much. But I haven't smoked for about 6 years, and I find it really, really difficult. I've noticed that when we go and have our coffees, we move as soon as someone lights up, and we get a little bit irritated.
Yeah,
don't we?
I find it really uncomfortable. It seems to trigger asthma or something. I don't know what it is, but the smell of it is just... But I understand some people need to do it.
No, I totally get it. It was such a social thing for me. I loved it. But, as of next week, anyone who ignores the there's going to be a ban, as of next week.
Yes, smoking will be banned from nearly all outdoor dining areas in Melbourne and the entire state next week. And any individual who ignores the ban...
Guess what?
..can be fined up to $777.
That's a lot of cashola. How many packets is that, Warren?
Well, with a business facing a whack of $7,773, how do they come up with fines of $777?
I know. It drives me insane.
How does that come up? Why isn't it $700?
Can you imagine the person that does get fined, though? And that's a lot of packets. That's a lot of cartons, darling.
It should have been $777.59 or something like that.
I remember the good old days where I'd get, friends, if they were going overseas, they'd get me a carton, duty-free.
That's right, and everyone would ask for it to come back. So smokers are going to be banished from footpath dining areas, pub courtyards and beer gardens when food is being served. There's some exceptions.
Yes.
It'll be allowed in restaurants and pubs with enough real estate to establish a 4-metre buffer between smokers and diners.
Wow.
Others can erect a 2.1-metre high cafe blind.
Wow.
And that's the only reason you'd be allowed to do it.
So. Look, it's not a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. We all adapt, don't we?
Absolutely.
We're all going to be annoyed for a little while and then we're going to get over it.
And no longer will people be squashed into these rooms.
Exactly.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.